I would tell you that Fox ruined Positive Tommy. Because for those that didn't see it, the other night on the Fox pregame show for Mets Dodgers, they were doing like a little video package of the Mets season. And obviously a big part of the Mets season is that they were bad for a while. So they wanted to take audio clips of people talking about how bad things were.
Oh.
Tell me if this voice sounds familiar.
0-5 feels like rock bottom.
0-5 the first week.
This is ridiculous!
Seriously, I've had it.
This is ridiculous! Seriously, I've had it.
This is ridiculous!
Seriously, I've had it.
Now,
I've had it.
I don't know. We have a lot of people here at WFAN who work here. Does that voice sound like Chris McMonagle?
No, he's the deeper voice.
Does that voice sound like Greg Giannotti?
Definitely not.
Does that voice sound like Boomer Esiason?
No.
Does that voice sound like me?
No, I could definitely say it doesn't.
Does that voice sound like Sal Licata?
No, not Sal.
Who do you think that voice sounds like?
Play it again.
Hold on.
Hold on.
The worst is he has to play it.
This is ridiculous!
Seriously, I've had it.
So,
Wait. Can I get a voicemail? Tommy, can you say to the mic, this is ridiculous, seriously, I've had it?
This is ridiculous, seriously, I've had it.
Oh, it's a match.
Yeah, it's Tommy.
So Tommy Lugau, or Positive Tommy, was featured on the Fox pregame show saying negative stuff about the New York Mets. Fox killed Positive Tommy!
Tom Rinaldi killed Positive Tommy.
Tom Rinaldi, you son of a bee! You have destroyed the legacy and the name value and the reputation of Positive Tommy by exposing him to the national audience being negative about the Mets!
If I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I heard that, I would say, wow, that guy's really negative about the Mets. I've had it. He must have given up.
Your thoughts?
War has been waged against Positive Tommy here. I believe there is internal sabotage here at WFAN. I believe that, much like a great poet once said, 50 Cent, many men wish death upon me. There are not just one, I believe multiple people here that don't like the success of Positive Tommy. They don't like positivity in their sports talk, and I believe there is internal sabotage here at WFAN. I believe there are multiple people here working together that sent Fox those clips clearly out of context. I'm not even talking about the Mets. And even if you want to argue that I said something negative about them early in the season, remember, Positive Tommy was born Memorial Day weekend. So even if you want to go with that stance here, Fox had to get those clips from somebody. This is eternal sabotage here at WFAN, trying to torpedo me.
Wow.
So my followers, we must rally against those who are trying
followers.
To sell.
He's like a cult leader.
And if I may for a second, and this is no disrespect, we're trying to ruin Positive Tommy and his success. Want to remind me who's here till 7:30 tonight? It's us, right? We're all here.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
I haven't seen Tommy do a bridge show ahead of the Yankees in a long term. What kind of success?
You're saying he got dumped?
Yes.
Don't worry. He'll be doing plenty of bridges to Brooklyn Net basketball before you know it. And I'm sure he'll be excited about that.
All right, here's the injury report on Ben Simmons.
So, again, somebody had to be motivated to do this.
Are you accusing somebody of it? Are you accusing us of it?
Who could that be?
I think that there are multiple people involved here. The first person I'm going to accuse of is Pete Hoffman, who produces the Rico. He produces BT and Sal.
Pete Hoffman, not a fan of Positive Tommy. That part is true. Because I'll tell you why. Because when doing the Rico all year, like there are different kinds of fans, right? I wouldn't say I'm a Positive Met fan. I think that would be a lie. But I certainly had more optimism about this team coming into the year, which I argued with you guys.
You're a hopeful Met fan.
I'm a hopeful Met fan. I think I'm a realistic Met fan. But I can't be defined by positive or negative, in my opinion. It depends on the moment.
I actually agree with that.
Pete Hoffman represented the Positive Met fan on the Rico. Oh. And I think he felt that when Positive Tommy was born, basically Loogie was stealing Hoff's gimmick. So he's never said that to me, but I've gotten the impression that Hoff is like, Positive Tommy. What about me? I've been positive.
Interesting.
So I can see that. Like, that's not a bad idea.
And a little inside baseball here. A lot of the networks will reach out to us here as a station, the producers, to send them audio clips from hosts or listeners about stuff like that. So Hoffman has access to Fox. But Yoda said in The Phantom Menace, there is a master and there is an apprentice. And I believe that Pete Hoffman is working for somebody. So I have to ask Evan.
Whose side is he on?
Did you put Pete Hoffman up to
me?
This?
Me?
Just asking a question.
Just asking a question. Evan, I don't want to believe this, but you just did the Aaron Rodgers thing.
What's that?
Me?
I promise you I had nothing to do with it. But I will admit this. I'm a loyal listener to WFAN. I listen a lot. I listen more than maybe you realize. And I can identify when Positive Tommy used those terms that you should play one more time for the audience in case you're just tuning in. This was on the Fox pregame show two nights ago.
0-5 feels like rock bottom.
0-5 the first week.
This is ridiculous.
Seriously, I've had it.
Here's what's funny, and I commend Fox for this. What have I told you, and I know for a fact, that when Gary Cohen made those comments in the game against the Detroit Tigers, the doubleheader game, I stayed late that day because I needed to see the rest of the game. I'm a loyal Met fan who didn't want to be in my car, even for an April game. So I heard that, and Tommy was on the radio saying that during the moments of that no-hit bid by the Tigers. It all happened on the same day, and I remember you being upset the way I was upset. And you said that on that show. So I can confirm that those words out of your mouth is not only not out of context, it's completely accurate to what the Mets were dealing with on that given day when Gary made those comments.
So number one, you can confirm that this was before Positive Tommy was born.
Yes.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is you're the only person here at WFAN that has claimed to know when this happened. And you love to save tweets. You even have that Jalen Brunson tweet of mine that's on a sweatshirt.
T-shirt.
And I think, or whatever, T-shirt.
It's on a sweatshirt too
and
now.
And I think deep down, Hoff, Evan, the entire Rico Bronya podcast is going after Positive Tommy
Never.
Here. Those are my accusations.
I deny those accusations. And think about it. Why would I come after Positive Tommy when I begged him to join the Jets? I begged you. I want you to help the Jets. We got a big game Sunday night against the Steelers.
But what has that caused? People like Sean and others to get mad at Positive Tommy.
Nobody's mad.
Yes, they are.
Well, I'm not.
You are.
Met fans have turned on me.
Why have they turned on me? Because partially you are perpetuating that. And otherwise people get negative and they want to blame somebody. So it starts to add up a little bit here. Evan, in the same week that Fox has this feature, asked me, which I'm happy to give my positivity to the Jets. But he does that. And then there's this feature. So maybe you are the mastermind here.
I'm the mastermind. I am going to deny this. I'm going to say it's not true.